trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said,
we kick off hour number three of the program. Live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios, Fan Run Radio. Wednesday edition, bye week, cruising along. Man, it feels good. I was talking to a big Tennessee fan yesterday. He's like, you know, just walk.
I noticed you always say a big Tennessee. Is this a friend of yours?
Yeah.
You can call him your friend, too.
Okay, he's a friend.
Okay. You know, talking to a friend of mine, big Tennessee fan.
Okay. There's a different guy that I was talking about the other day.
Do you have a lot of friends?
I feel like I do.
Yeah, go okay. Spread it.
Talking to a friend of mine who's a big Tennessee fan.
I feel like at this point, if we say we're talking to a friend of ours, he said, probably Tennessee fans.
Well, you got your Florida friend, you know.
But I always say a Florida fan. Like, yeah. You know, if they're a fan of somebody else, sure, you got to, you know, you don't want to get too crazy.
Some of my friends refer to me as like a Penn State fan, you know. So
no,
I'm also
no,
a
no one. No
fan.
One does that. No one does that.
Anyway, he was saying,
Nate, we get it. You have a lot of friends.
I just want. It's just nice that we're still undefeated. It's like it's gonna feel good to get to October, you know, playing meaningful football. It's like it seems like we always have some dumb slip up early. Can't even, you know, enjoy, like, late in the season playing for things. So now, I mean, you're undefeated. You're going to be undefeated in October. You're going to be, at worst, 4-1, welcoming Alabama, trying to pull an upset third Saturday in October, which is the third Saturday there, Brett. He messed that up.
What? Who messed what up?
Brett didn't realize that it actually is the third Saturday in October because October
1st. Normally it seems like it's around the 20th.
They kind of mix it up some years. It depends on how the calendar falls. Mm-hmm.
So Saturday.
So this is a true third Saturday in October?
Yeah, because you got Saturday, October 1st is the bye week.
And we're going to be undefeated?
If we beat LSU.
And we're going to be undefeated?
Okay. Is Alabama going to be undefeated?
Yep. At Arkansas and Texas A&M at home, they're going to try to hang 80 on A&M.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a better chance they lose at Arkansas than the revenge game against A&M, right?
Yeah. Going to be a dicey week for some people in this room.
Why is that?
Well, because you and Adam had Tennessee losing to LSU. In the preseason poll.
I'll gladly eat it.
We don't play LSU this week.
I'm saying you got a week leading up to it. No, you're going to have to make your pick next week based on your pick in the preseason. Mm-hmm. Right now, only one person in this room has missed a Tennessee game pick all year.
Yeah, that'd be me.
And that person also had Tennessee with the worst record out of the four of us.
Yep.
Four out of the five who made picks, including Daniel, had Tennessee 4-0.
4-0.
I will give everyone credit for picking the win over Florida.
Yep.
But Nate had us losing on the road at Pittsburgh. Don't know why.
Could have happened.
Nah.
It's been the closest game of the year.
Not technically.
Meh.
Oh, yeah, I give it close to 60 minutes.
We're tied.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we won by a touchdown because they're bums. They actually have looked pretty good, though. You shouldn't say that.
You should be like, oh, I think Florida's way better than we thought.
I was talking about Pittsburgh.
I can see why they beat Utah. No, Pitt. I mean,
Florida's got a noon game now against Eastern Washington. Noon. Sunday game, I think, at noon. They moved it to Sunday. South Carolina will now play tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah. They're playing nobody, right? South Carolina State, I think.
South Carolina State. Yes. We all did predict a win for South Carolina over South Carolina State.
Are there other games that have moved? I had a Reddit thread pulled up yesterday where they were going to update that stuff.
I would say there will be a lot of decisions made today and tomorrow. Ironically, there's only been one South Carolina game missed.
Yep.
It happens. No. I think
something you got to pick
I
up.
I think someone might have mistyped that. There's no way Brett actually thought South Carolina was going to beat Georgia.
These were preseason picks, man.
Yeah.
You know, you never know. That was before I'm Georgia right hung 45
on, so far, I'm
on
right
Oregon.
On the most important schedule.
You know, I think was genuine with that pick. I mean, any man who will say that Matt Corral is a better athlete than Anthony Richardson, you got to just assume he's telling the truth when he picks South Carolina to beat Georgia.
He does everything just as well.
Except run, jump, okay. Backflips.
It's a pretty tight race.
Richardson had the better game against us than Matt Corral.
Yeah.
Richardson easily had the better
game. I mean,
he
didn't run for as much,
but
didn't we hold Corral under 200?
He did not.
He didn't throw it that well on us. Mm-mm. No, yeah, there's no way Corral had more total yards than Richardson did against us, right? He had over 500 by himself. Wasn't that the most yardage ever given up in a Tennessee-Florida game?
I believe so.
And we won.
Yeah.
So that's what matters. The current overall standings for our preseason predictions are very close. Adam, Nate, and Daniel tied at 48-9 through 4 weeks / week zero of the season. Me and Brett tied at 47-10. We are
one game back.
Baby game behind you boys. Mm-hmm. And we're coming.
Didn't someone say tied for last?
Yeah, Hickman said we're tied for last. But the good news.
Oh, yeah.
Tied for second.
Tied for
right.
second. Yeah.
No.
I like my wording better.
Interesting. Well, it's going to be big. Going to be big because we really need to beat LSU because that game yes. alone would tie us with them because all three of those jokers picked
LSU
Bayou Bengals.
Mm-hmm. I've got all the game changes so far.
How many have there been? I only know of two, but I've only seen
There's been a lot of teams you've never heard of.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, you mentioned Florida. Hosting Eastern Washington's moved to Sunday at noon. South Carolina hosting South Carolina State is now Thursday at 7. I mean, seriously, you got some that, like I've never heard of any of these teams. Tusculum has
you've never
you've
heard
never
of
heard
Tusculum?
Of Tusculum, the Pioneers.
I skipped three of them that I haven't heard of. I went to Tusculum because I have heard of them. They are away at Barton. They're playing that game now Thursday at 5.
Barton,
big game.
Yeah,
huge. TVB.
I've heard of
put the women and children to bed.
Limestone at Mars Hills Thursday. Wingate at Erskine's Friday.
Erskine.
Mm-hmm.
Never Where's heard of Erskine?
Erskine, I believe, is in Due West. Or 96. I can't remember which.
What? In Due West or 96?
Yeah, SMU.
You gave me a direction and a number.
SMU is at UCF. They've moved that game to Sunday at 1 o'clock. That is actual FBS teams you've heard of. Florida State is hosting Wake Forest. They put out a statement saying that, you know, now that you see the direction of the hurricane, they think they'll be okay there in Tallahassee to play that one. That's Saturday at 3:30. So they're monitoring, but. Looks like that one's going to move ahead as planned. Campbell moved up their game against North Carolina Central to noon on Saturday. And the rest of
them.
Did you
hang
say
on one second. What are you giggling at?
A combination of things. One, Brad just posted a picture and said, I have an Ole Miss friend, and it's a picture of you wearing an Ole Miss baseball shirt.
That was funny.
And the second one
That's what I was laughing about earlier.
The second one is Sister
Why
Jean.
Is that funny?
Because you're in an Ole Miss shirt.
I had a buddy who went and played for Ole Miss. I went and watched
you
play.
Probably claim them. They're 4-0. They're playing Kentucky. I mean, I hope they win.
That's baseball.
So?
It's an Ole Miss baseball shirt. I'm not rooting for Ole Miss football. Yeah, right. Although, I guess I could make that my new profile pick since they're national champs.
How many Tennessee fans?
I'd be.
How many teams do you root for, dude?
Like if
one.
Like if our baseball team was, you know, 14th in the SEC, Mike could get away with it.
At the time of wearing that shirt, they were. They were so bad. Don't laugh. It's true.
Erskine is in Due West. My instincts were correct.
What is Due West?
It's a place.
Where?
It's in South Carolina.
That's what I was asking. Is it Florida, South Carolina, that weird part of Georgia that sneaks over and touches the coast?
It's in
Erskine. Erskine. You know, actually, for some reason, I thought it was in South Carolina, but I wasn't sure, and I didn't want to embarrass myself.
You would have
Erskine. Where is that from?
Yeah, you Erskine. Do that enough.
It's, there's some movie. For some reason, I'm seeing Jake Gyllenhaal's face, but I don't think that
it's Gyllenhaal, not Gyllenhaal.
Whatever. It's GIF or GIF. It's how,
how do you spell Erskine?
Erskine.
Erskine.
I-S. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah.
Erskine.
How do you spell it?
E-R-S-K-I-N-E.
Erskine.
Erskine.
It's just west of Ware Shoals.
So this is in South Carolina.
Due west, 96, Ware Shoals. Like, slightly, are you asking me questions?
Slightly northwest of Hodges, South Carolina.
Oh, there it is.
Which is just north of Greenwood.
The old stomping grounds of Hodges, South Carolina.
Actually, it's a different clan.
I don't think you can say
but
that.
But my grandmother, who's a Stevenson, moved there.
So the Stevensons moved to Hodges, and the Hodges moved out. But it's a different clan of Hodges.
Yeah, my Hodges are from Charleston.
Hodges is? Charleston.
Yeah.
Mm.
You know, Hodges is just another former Rogers, so it's really confusing.
Is that right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. If you go back, trace it all the way back to England, somebody was a Rogers, and they were like, I don't like this. Let's go. Let's Hodges. Switch it up a little bit.
They just said Hodges.
Yeah, probably did.
Oh, this is my friend Hodges. Rogers? No, Hodges. Hodges, got it. We'll just put an H on the front of there.
That's probably the way it went.
That's the way a lot of those names went. Yeah, when you just couldn't understand. Well, not you, but you know, historically, people from South Carolina have an inability to talk.
It's true.
Mushmouth, they call them.
It's
really
in between, like just straight Southern and Bayou.
Huh. Yeah, it's like this. That's a really good way to describe it. Yeah, it's very like. Yeah, like Cajun meets, it's like Cajun meets the woods, meets low country, and then you get this group of people that, I just asked for gumbo with extra pepper.
My aunt has a touch
like the water
of
boy?
She's just south of Columbia.
No, that's just straight Cajun, which Hickman loves. He's a big fan of the Cajuns.
Upstate South Carolinians just sound real country.
Yeah.
Low state,
the closer you get to the mountains, the higher that voice gets and the more it sounds like this, and the further away you get and the deeper.
But the lower you get, like closer you get to Savannah, Georgia. And
well, but it's
down
so
there.
Hot, you don't want to waste all that energy, you know, enunciating. So.
Why use many words?
Charleston's great.
Do true.
How many times have you been to Charleston?
Let's see.
One time.
No. See, my aunt got married there to her second husband. So I was there for that. I think I've been three or four. Love it.
I'll allow it.
Perfect balance.
You never been to Greenwood or Abbeville or Ware Shoals? Calhoun Falls?
Calhoun Falls? You mean that little creek behind Calhoun's on the river there that flows in?
Not, that's not the one.
Then I can't say I know where it is.
I mean, due west is just a hop and a skip from 96.
A hop and a skip. I love when people use that.
It's not a jump, though. Hop and a skip's even shorter than a hop, skip, and a jump.
That's right.
That's why you say, I'm just going to hop on over there. Mm-hmm. That's a short trip. But you jump.
You've heard of Saluda, right?
No.
What about Florence? Pretty popular little
yes,
place
I've heard of
South
Florence.
Carolina.
Florence has a Buc-ee's now. Do you know that?
No.
Irmo.
Heard of Irmo.
Oh, my gosh. That's Irmo.
Same thing.
Isn't that where one of our players
for Jalen Hyatt's from.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Irmo.
Irmo.
Now you guys know Irmo.
Let's see.
You need any other pronunciation help? We got any other South Carolinians on the roster?
Well, let's not talk to you. You called it Salina, Tennessee the other day.
Salina.
I know, I did.
It happens. It's especially, you ever been to Bucksnort?
I don't think so.
You've never been to Bucksnort, Tennessee?
Where is it?
Just past Nashville. I'm 40, going west.
No.
You should stop by. There's like one gas station you can stop in and get a T-shirt.
Okay.
You take that exit and go the back way into New Johnsonville. Mm. You know.
You know what happened
Dixon,
to the old Johnsonville?
Waverly. You ever been to Waverly?
You know, I told you the story about the first time I was going to Johnson City High School. Thought that had to be in Johnson County, but it's not.
No, it's in Johnson City.
Byron Young's from South Carolina.
There's a Johnson Georgetown. City High. There's not Georgetown. A Johnson City High
Johnson
School.
Johnson County High School.
Yeah.
Sorry, I said that wrong.
Yeah, Johnson
I
County.
I thought Johnson County
High School.
I thought
would
Johnson
be,
City would be in Johnson County. So when they say we're going to Johnson County High School, I thought it was just the county school that was in the same county as Johnson City. And we got to Johnson City, and they're like, no, it's like another X amount. I was like,
oops.
Oh, great. And back then, the cell phones didn't even work.
Quickest way to get there is going through Abington.
the only place I could get a cell signal is a certain spot in the lobby of the high school in, of course, Mountain City, Tennessee.
Nate,
up in the corner.
You mentioned New Johnsonville. Do you know what happened to the old Johnsonville?
I mentioned New Johnsonville.
Oh, well, you probably know what happened because...
Yeah, my family's from there.
Okay. Nate, $5. Okay, you don't know?
No clue, man.
Flood.
It's right there on the Tennessee River.
Oh, gotcha.
Slash Kentucky Lake.
1945.
Dylan Sampson's from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Home game for him.
If he plays.
Yeah.
Johnson City is Washington County.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need a break.
Byron Young's from Georgetown.
He just said that.
No, he did.
Georgetown, Kentucky?
I was trying to find
him. Oh, my God.
Paxton Brooks from Lexington, South Carolina.
Do you know what high school he went to? Airport.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty good for
Tyler. Really, really great, unique names there. Anyway, we'll come back. More Hour 3 next.
More South Carolina.
Hour 3 continues here on 3 and Out Fan Run Radio. We are going to get our 12-team playoff eventually.
One day.
Let's just hope they don't ruin college football before we get there.
What do you mean?
Well, they want to shorten the games, Chris. I'm trying to think about the way that this would screw over Tennessee under Josh Heupel the most. I'm pretty sure that's what they'll do, you know, right as we get really good.
Yeah.
They'll figure out a way to, like, not allow the hurry up to be in.
Can I just propose one thing?
What's that?
How about fewer dumbass commercials?
Because
They're not worried. I mean, like, starting the clock after an incompletion? Are they kidding me?
You know,
is that a joke?
There's this other football league that I've heard about. They play most of their games on Sundays, and they make the most money out of any football league to ever exist on planet Earth. And they do a few things slightly differently that no one seems to complain about.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of just using that plan, we got to reinvent the wheel here, right? You know, when a guy goes out of bounds in the NFL,
they restart the clock.
They start the clock.
Except what, inside 2 minutes or something?
Like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, that'd be good.
They keep the clock running when they get a first down.
Yeah.
You could do those little things. Running the clock after an incomplete pass? What? That like changes the whole game late. Like, that's part of the strategy is, hey, make sure this is either first down or even in the NFL, make sure this is out of bounds or incomplete.
There's no way that passes, right? There is no way.
They ran it before the game, like before drive started that 1 year, and it was a complete disaster.
Imagine that. There's 20 seconds left, and you run a deep post, and you've got a guy running wide open, and he just barely overthrows it. Now that guy has to sprint all the way back, and he doesn't get the stoppage of the clock. Are you kidding me?
Well, I would assume they'd only do it
before 2 minutes?
Yeah, something like that.
Still, it's just, come on.
Why not just copy the NFL? Why not go, you know, the NFL makes this TV thing window work pretty well. Why don't we just do exactly what they're doing? And, yeah, it's the commercials and the halftimes are longer, too, in college. Everything about college football.
College halftime is 20 minutes? NFL's 12?
Yeah, yeah.
Just quick math, though. I think that's 8 minutes right there that you save.
Yeah, how much are you going to save running the clock after incomplete? We don't need less football. We need less crap in between the football.
So this one quick excerpt from the article says, a proposed solution would be to treat incomplete passes like plays where the ball runs out of bounds. The clock stops only until the ball is set for play, at which point it runs again, except for in the final 2 minutes of the first half.
And the second half, I'm sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what would you think about that?
5 minutes.
It stops until the ball resets. Would you be okay with that on an incomplete pass?
gives the guys to get back
in. Also, how much for us, that doesn't really save us any time because we're going as soon as the ball's set anyway.
Yeah, that doesn't affect us much.
So if that's the rule, okay, try it, but I don't think you're going to save that much time.
It hurts us, though, because other teams can milk it, and we can end up in a Kentucky situation where we, like, never get the football. Like, we still get less plays because the other teams can milk that down, especially when we play underdogs.
They throw an incomplete pass and then just get to sit back and watch the clock run down to zero before they snap it again. No, you're right.
Isn't that
supposed to be an advantage for the defense? Like, in those situations, like, you force an incompletion and you want the ball back and the clock stops. Like, that's part of the game plan there. And think about all the strategy changes.
Does the clock run in college when we go out of bounds before 2 minutes in the first half?
Ooh.
Can't remember that. Doesn't
I'm not
NFL.
Sure. I'm not sure. I can't remember if that's something that's changed recently or not. Yeah. Like, maybe once they – like, you go out of bounds, but once they get the ball set, it starts up again instead it's – unless it's inside 2 minutes.
And then 5 minutes in the second half.
Mm-hmm. Daniel says the fans that go to the game just to watch the band at halftime would be livid if they went down to 12 minutes. I don't think they would. Normally the band's
not even out there that long.
That's what I was going to say. Normally the band 15. Normally the band does 10 minutes, and then they're off the field because then the punter's got to come out, the kicker's got to come out, all the specialists, and get a couple kicks in.
Cut it to 15. I think they're even longer than 20 minutes sometimes.
Oh, they are, because sometimes it'll
– there's more variability in college than the NFL.
Yeah, the teams are running off the field, and it's stuck at 20, and then they don't even start the 20-minute clock until, like, the coach finishes his interview with CBS. Hey, stop doing that. I mean,
not to mention these referees – screwing up the game, like sitting through a whole timeout and then reviewing a play that you're then going to just say stands. Like, think about how bad the officiating was during that one sequence. First of all, anytime both fan bases are mad at the end of it, you've messed up, right? Mm-hmm. Because Florida was mad even though they didn't overturn the call, and Tennessee's mad because they should have overturned the call.
Yeah.
They should have buzzed down immediately, checked it real quick, and then made their ruling, which ultimately was wrong anyway. Yes. If they
couldn't see the ball, Nate.
But they had that whole Tennessee timeout
I know.
To say, we can't see the ball, it stands. They could have just had a guy walk over and be like, sorry, Coach Heupel, it looks like you probably got in, but we can't see the ball. It's just going to stand. We're not, you know, there's no need to actually go to review and have the white hat come over and look at it.
But instead, we had to burn a timeout.
And it took a whole extra 3 minutes. Like, that's... Those big, long delays slow the game down way more than little snippets here and there.
Mm-hmm.
And they've already done this a few years ago with the whole run the clock after a kickoff. And it was a just joke. But, you know, they'll probably try something else stupid. I don't know.
They always do.
We'll come back with more. Stick with us right here on 3 and Out. Don't forget, it is Window Tint Wednesday, courtesy of our friends at G&J Auto Graphics. Just go to fanrunradio.com/tint to get registered. We can get picked as a winner for free window tinting. Especially, I know the weather's getting cooler, but man, the sun.
Yeah, but it still looks cool.
It does look cool. And the sun this week has been...
bright.
Yeah, you know how it is. It's time of year.
This is the time of year when the sun is right over top of our great state on the lateral line. Miss Davy Hudson now talk about quadrants and laterals and
equators,
things of that nature.
Uh-huh.
This is the time when driving to work or from work, if you're going the wrong way on 40, will blind you.
Yeah.
So be careful out there. Stay safe.
Yeah, it's had that happen to me the other night. Thankfully, I am a pro. You made it safely.
Do you know what pro means? You get paid to drive?
Well. All right, guys.
You're a pro driver?
What do you want to talk about now?
Oh, we got options, bud.
Mm-hmm.
We need to decide which games we will pick tomorrow for our weekly picks. We have a pretty good slate of games.
Why are we picking tomorrow?
Because Nate's out Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Duh.
Maybe we are. Daniel, who is just...
a wizard.
Out here doing the Lord's work. I mean, he has this thing updated, I think, before we even say anything. Like, he almost reads your mind, Kress.
He's telling
like,
you, the studio's bugged.
He's like, Kress is going to pick this game. I'll go ahead and fill it in. I can change it later if it goes a different direction. But weekly picks. This is week five, right? We got, these are the options.
You know what you are today?
What am I today?
Are you purple?
Oh.
Are you under my name on slot one? You're anonymous sheep. And someone is anonymous chipmunk.
I'm blue. Am I the chipmunk?
I'm not in there. My laptop died.
Sad.
Did you just scroll down two spots?
Yep.
Anonymous sheep.
Oh, okay.
Someone is anonymous chipmunk.
Sheep it up.
And then Daniel has his own profile. Somebody's because he's
anonymous iguana.
But that's me.
That's you. You're the iguana today. I don't think they make that noise. No.
So what are our options for picks?
All right.
What are our picks?
We got,
we got a bunch.
Bunch of options. So you got Oklahoma at TCU, Oklahoma's 6.5-point favorite, Michigan at Iowa, Purdue at Minnesota, Kentucky at Ole Miss.
Got to pick that one.
Yeah.
Got to pick Kentucky Ole Miss.
Alabama at Arkansas. Got to pick that one, right?
I guess. I mean, it's a big line. Going to be a difficult game
LSU
to pick.
At Auburn.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because we got Scott.
Well, that's a tough one.
LSU now an 8.5-point favorite, up from 7.5.
NC State at Clemson, that's a 7:30 ABC game.
Wow, Clemson less than a touchdown?
NC State's undefeated.
So is Clemson
East
at
Carolina.
Home. Game day!
How many is that? So you got Kentucky Ole Miss, that's one. Alabama, Arkansas is two. You got the Clemson games three, LSU Auburn's four. Tennessee has no game, so I guess we can, you know, definitely
win the bye week. Don't read the press clippings. Go to work early.
A&M and Mississippi State.
Avoid that rap, boys. Oh yeah, yeah. A&M Mississippi State. Lock that in. Picking that one. That's five. Do we want another one? Georgia at Missouri. -28.
Are we all going to pick the same thing there?
I don't know. Maybe not.
Did you have NC State Clemson?
Yeah, it's on
there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we can do Georgia-Missouri. That's fine. I bet you I know what we all pick, but we'll see. Maybe Eli rallies the troops.
Or do you want to do West Virginia at Texas?
Oklahoma State.
Or Oklahoma at TCU.
We can do them all. We're not going to have a Tennessee game to break down and talk about. We can pick a couple extra.
All right, well, how many have we got? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So we have 6 so far.
Two undefeated teams play Friday night. Washington at UCLA.
Okay, that game right there, boys. That game, it's going to be a rainy weekend. There ain't going to be nothing to do. Tennessee doesn't play. So you guys better stay up, and you better be watching UCLA and Washington.
What time does it start?
10:30.
Yeah, 10:30 on ESPN2, right?
No, ESPN.
ESPN. Michael Penix Jr. is the real deal.
3-point
Penix.
Favorite.
Why do I say Penix?
Penix.
Penix,
Washington
Penix.
You know it's going to be a huge
Wake
crowd.
Wake Forest and Purdue.
I don't,
the three of us talk about one thing and Brett's talking about another. I didn't catch much of that.
That game is going to be awesome. Like
okay.
Pac-12, after dark, great after quarterback dark. Play. It is at Washington, right?
No.
Oh, God, that crowd's going to be terrible.
All right, we're not picking that game. Watch it.
But we'll watch it.
Watch it.
What about Michigan at Iowa?
Nah. Let's... what about Oklahoma State at Baylor? Baylor's a 1.5-point favorite. You want to pick that one?
Sure, we'll pick that one. If you want to.
All right, that'll be it. Don't pick West Virginia at Texas.
Brad tweets in and says, wait, Nate Hodges is off Friday? I guess we'll go ahead and say no show Friday for the bye week.
Yeah, that sounds like
hashtag
a good
#4
idea.
And out.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you were kind of alluding to earlier, Kress. So.
Me?
Yeah.
I'll be here if you guys are.
Me? Somebody has to go dig another hole Friday.
No, we're not digging a hole Friday. It's a lot more complex Friday.
I think Nate just made the call. Brad starts complaining, and Nate takes a day away from you. Well, I'd keep your mouth shut. We might not show up tomorrow.
It's a long weekend.
We'll be here tomorrow.
We might leave right now if he keeps it
we
up.
We got to make all these picks. We got to draw survivor helmets. Unless you want to do that next.
No. No.
I kind of like the midweek, you know, midweek SEC Survivor.
People are
draw.
Complaining. We're getting lots of complaints, and we're not losing enough.
Yeah, Daniel said we got to start losing,
losing
an SEC
plenty.
Survivor.
Brett, who's 2-2, is like,
wait, there's only that's it, right? Aren't we all? Aren't we're undefeated?
Mm-hmm.
Did you have one?
Mm-mm.
You haven't had one, right, Hickman?
Y'all been.
I'm perfect.
you guys are sniffing around.
I even haven't had a good pick. I've had to, like, win every week.
Did you watch the Missouri game?
What?
Yeah, I just mean I haven't had, like, a gimme. Like,
he had the –
like, Brett pulled Georgia ball. Versus Samford. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Those are good feelings.
I mean, he's from a goalpost away from losing.
That was to take the lead.
I was a fingernail from
you
losing.
You were also you were dead. Kicker miss.
You were dead. Twice.
Twice. Dead. But
– you know what this means.
No.
It'll cycle back around.
It always does, man. It always does. Just got us, just, you know, no whammies. Just right. Hoping for the best out here.
Final segment of the program next. Final segment of the program. We talked about these some of these jobs earlier, Chris. Some people are saying Neon Deion might well prime time maybe to Auburn. Or what about Deion to Georgia Tech?
Ugh.
Be one way to recruit Atlanta.
I mean, he could recruit, but I mean,
I'm just saying he's, you know, a former Falcon. And a guy who's already really good at recruiting, that would be that'd be an interesting spot
for him. Do you
really
think he could have success there?
Give him a lot of time.
I think he could have some. I mean,
I
don't know. There's a lot of variables there.
I mean, just
definitely be a splash hire for them that they're not going to get. Just trying to, you know, go through the regular.
Don't tank your career before you ever get a big Power 5 gig. Because I mean, he's well on his way to getting one eventually.
But he's the type of person that doesn't.
He doesn't need it.
Like, yeah,
if
like
he doesn't,
he,
you know,
like if he. Pseudo fails at Georgia Tech, I don't think people really even blame him that much. Oh, we didn't talk about Penny Hardaway getting a, speaking of former athletes that are coaches, getting a slap on the wrist.
He broke the rules. He delayed the investigation. He destroyed evidence. Paid players 3 years probation, no penalty on Penny Hardaway. Is that the NCAA saying, look, we're done here? Like, we're just... We realize we're on our way out, and before we get completely abolished, we're not gonna make some rule. I mean, this, as much as I wanted Penny to get slammed, this has to be kind of good news for Tennessee, right? Like, they didn't help with the investigation; they destroyed evidence, got caught doing it, and we, you know.
Okay, yeah, that's a good way to look at
it. Or it could be that Davey was right, and by helping them, we told on ourselves, and they're gonna be like, "Well, we really have no choice based on everything you told us that you did." Hard to say. I'm going to lean towards good for now. Obviously, we won't know until... have we responded to the notice of allegations yet? Didn't we have 3 months to do that?
I
guess we haven't.
I don't think people get to see that, though, do they?
No. But then...
Then they'll
they might. We might get a notification of, yes, Tennessee has responded, and now we're awaiting the... ruling from the NCAA as far as punishment.
See, I think Deion at Georgia Tech could work. I don't know that he works at Auburn. At Auburn, it'll be kind of like, you lost a few games, see ya. At Georgia Tech, it'll be like, yeah, let's try this for 4 or 5, 8 years.
I don't know. Isn't this guy at Georgia Tech now only in year three?
His name's not Deion Sanders. So.
I know. I realize it's not Deion Sanders. It's the coach of Georgia Tech. I'm aware.
Well, he's already fired, too. He's not still there.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They got rid of him and the AD, didn't they?
Yeah. I feel like he was there a while. Didn't he come in after they got done with the this is his fourth year. Okay, so 3. That's terrible. 3-9, 3-7, 3-9, 1-3. They've just been so bad. You know,
they have been very, very bad.
Be competent. And I think he'd still be coach.
Did you see what David Ubbin said this morning on the radio in Nashville?
No? What do you say?
Said Tennessee has yet to play their best game. They have not played a complete game. And if you flip a couple of plays in each of those games, they could have won both of them by 20-plus.
True.
We're saving it, boys. He's complimenting Tennessee. You can't do that. He's saying
don't
that,
care what he says
he's
anymore.
Saying that if we put it all together, we're scary.
That's cool. I've seen other people say that too. So it's not a unique opinion.
Well, we haven't brought it to this show. Who else said it? Exactly.
I saw a couple people say that. I don't know if they were, you know, credentialed journalists, but.
I don't know that. I think you're going to come out of a lot of games, though, that Tennessee plays and say it wasn't a complete game. Even games that they win comfortably.
Because it's just the nature of the beast.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to score a bunch of points all at once, then you're going to have some droughts. It's kind of a. It's almost like playing poker, just super aggressive. Like, you're going to win a lot of big hands, but you're going to lose some big hands, too. And the nice thing about having the firepower is that if you do get down early, you can come back.
Has any team really just jumped all over us?
No, we started great most of the time last year.
I mean, it was 10-0. Fair point. I mean, that's about as bad as it's been, I guess, right?
I mean,
when Florida got up 7-3, but
last year in the games we lost.
That's what I was thinking about last year. I mean, we were there with Bama. We scored first on Georgia.
Georgia was what, 10-7 into the first?
I think so.
Really? Probably Florida was like the worst start we had last year, wasn't it?
I'm trying to remember. I don't know. It felt like we were in that one for a pretty long time, though. Be really nice against LSU to start fast and just kind of keep it rolling. I mean, like, last year it was game 5 that you really put it all together for the first time. Now, granted, that was a really, 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 really bad Missouri team.
Was that game 5?
I believe so.
I thought it was because you played Missouri before South Carolina, right?
Yes.
I think South Carolina was game 5. Because we played those teams before Ole Miss.
Buddy, we played Bowling Green, Pitt. Who was
then Tennessee Tech.
Yeah, Tennessee Tech, Florida, Missouri. South Carolina might have been 7, but Missouri was 5.
Okay, you're right. My apologies.
No, it's fine. It does, looking back to last year, though, it feels like that Missouri game was way later than game 5, but I'm pretty sure it was game 5.
Yeah, it was, because then you got South Carolina, then you got Ole
Did we
Miss.
Play South Carolina right after Missouri? Were those back-to-back games?
I believe so.
Okay.
Because then you had Ole Miss after those two, and that's when you had the highest over set for a college football game ever at the time.
Rumors continue to swirl that Tennessee will be going with Smokey Gray's or Black Mode in the Bayou.
In that heat and humidity?
I mean, the outlook's only 80 degrees.
Just go gray, right?
And that, it won't be
at
80.
At 11 a.m.?
No, it won't be 80 until like 4:30.
Go gray.
I don't know if they got the grays in yet.
Oh.
That's the scuttle.
Again?
Yeah, we're still waiting.
It's only been a week, 2 weeks.
What do you know about this stat? You ready for this one?
I'm ready.
Josh Heupel undefeated in orange and white when he wears orange tops and white pants. You have the opportunity to wear that against LSU if you choose.
Undefeated, really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Think about it, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Maybe we should just go classics. Tell Nike to kick rocks.
It does. Some people like the clash. I think when Tennessee plays LSU, I think the on-field uni matchup is just awful.
Yeah. Yellow.
It's
and
their
orange.
Yellow. Yeah. I mean, it's. Mm-hmm. Because when LSU plays anybody else, I don't think it looks bad. When they play us and you got the orange, the light orange, and the yellow, it's just, it's not good. People were saying we should wear all orange down there. I guess I'd feel better about that maybe than. If it's not hot, I don't have a problem with the black.
Black helmets, too.
Allegedly. It's a rumor. Could they go black helmet with the grays if they've got that? Because they've still got the. I'm just saying they've got like that black collar on it.
Nope. It's amazing how black that collar looks when there's no like head.
Yeah,
when it's just a jersey.
When you're just looking at the jersey, it doesn't even
but
look
when you
like
put
the
a
same
gray helmet on.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. It's weird.
So Hickman, that's a no from you.
Yeah, that's a no for me.
Are you one of these people that don't care what we wear, just win?
Well, yeah, that's the ultimate goal is just win. But I think that having too many shades of dark colors on the uniform would just look weird.
Hmm. Okay.
Like, I feel like there needs to be a little bit of more
contrast.
So you
like the smoky gray with the five different shades of gray on the helmet?
No, I mean, that's a mountain outline. And, you know, mountains are very important to my area, so.
Our area.
Yeah, more
it's
mine kinda, than
it's
kind of
what we do here in the area, our little mountain town.
You got to have some diversity with the color scheme. Just don't want them too close.
Hmm.
We can talk about it more tomorrow, but I was just noticing on the grades for the UT game that Beasley only played 36 snaps and Juwan Mitchell had 66.
No, I mean, they said they were going to try to get Mitchell ready. That's not too surprising.
Although
Beasley I do think
graded out 63% and Mitchell had 52.
Ugh.
But he had half the plays.
Whoa. Mental moment. Bye week.
Hey.
Reading the press clipping.
Thank God it is a bye week.
You made these mistakes before Florida. Why do you think the team came out looking like crap?
Almost cost us the game.
Fumbled it on the first drive, just like we said we would, because Hickman's over here just goofing
it.
Off.
Yep.
Mental moments.
Just no boot goofing.
That's more like it. But good
God. Do I need to hustle to get us out because you're so late now?
Yeah, I'd wrap it up in about 13, 14 seconds.
The Blitz is next. Keep it locked in for more Fan Run Radio. We will be back tomorrow for another stellar edition.
If Hickman shows up.
I was early today.
Of Three and Out.